Blog Talk Radio.
Shawty, wild way, it's a flow, do you dance? Cause the haters gon' hate now. Hey, I say, shawty, wild way, it's gon' hate, do you dance? Either way, they gon' hate now. Hey, I say, shawty, wild way, it's a flow, do you dance? Cause the haters gon' hate now. Hey, I say, shawty, wild way, gon' hate, do you dance? Take away, they gon'
shawty, looking like a model,
looking like a model,
don't look tipper like a bottle.
Yeah, go.
Shawty say it ain't a problem.
Want a little taste, she say don't get greedy. If I want it always,
not a problem.
Cause I know shawty gon' come home with me.
Hell no, it ain't a problem.
If she do it like she dance, she can get it, get it. Give her the business, we
say I got swag for sale, no change. Look at my brains, man, I gotta have change. She came with you, but she looking this way. Think I just pay, pull her this way. Shorty got game like a Ray Allen poster. Doing her thing, then her hips do the most. Shorty got class, get drunk, no, no, sir. Catch her on the phone, CEO, better know, sir.
Oh, I can't take it the way that she tease me. Left to the right, baby girl, take it easy. Know what you're doing, got me thinking about pleasing. When I start teasing, you tell me take it easy. She don't wanna play a player. She know that if I'm real, she'll see me later. Steady looking over fakers and what the haters. Ain't tripping on your bread, she got plenty paper. Shorty looking like a bottle,
looking like a model.
Wanna tip her like a bottle,
yeah, go.
Shorty say it ain't a problem. Want a little taste, she say don't get greedy. If I want it always,
not a problem.
Cause I know shorty gon' come home with me.
Hell no, it ain't a problem.
She can get it, give us a business, we gon' see.
Hey,
I say, shawty, wild way, go ahead, do your dance, cause the haters gon' hate now. Hey, I say, shawty, wild way, go ahead, do your dance, see the way they gon' hate.
Don't hate the way that she moving. Loving single life, got married, been choosing. Got me drooling, loving what she doing, ooing. I know that thing oozing, feeling like blow a tree, it's getting late. Keep running on my lap, my control don't break to the jail. No, my estate, and it don't even matter either way, I gotta wait. Cause she don't wanna play a player. She know that if I'm real, she'll see me later. Steady looking over fakers and what's a hater. Ain't tripping on your bread, she got plenty favor. Shawty looking like a model,
looking like a model.
Wanna tip her like a bottle,
yeah, go ahead.
Shawty say it ain't a problem.
She say don't get greedy, if I want it always,
not a problem.
Cause I know shorty gon' come home with me.
Hell no, it ain't a problem.
If she do it like she dance, she can get it, give her the business, we gon' see.
Hey now, freak it like you can now. If you get the feeling, don't stop like you can now. Hey now, freak it like you can now. If you get the feeling, don't stop like you can now. Hey now, freak it like you can now. If you get the feeling, don't stop. Now, freak it like you can now. If you get the feeling, don't stop.
Shawty looking like a model,
looking like a model.
Wanna tip her like a bottle,
yeah, go ahead.
Shawty say it ain't a problem,
it's fine. Want a little taste, she say don't get greedy. If I want it always,
not a problem.
Cause I know shawty gon' come home with me.
Hell no, it ain't a problem.
If she do it like she dance, she can get it. Give her the business, we gon' see.
Yeah, boy, it's Hump Day Wednesday right here on Beast Soup Radio. It's your girl, K. Nicole.
It's Hump Days more than one.
And it's DJ Big Stu in the building.
Crucial news today.
Woo!
Now,
wait, do we got a bomb? We got a bomb. All right, we'll make a bomb. Boom.
Crucial news today. We was.
Boom.
Going to talk about Syria and Obama and all that.
We still are,
but some crucial news just came out. We just actually right now listening to the tape ourselves.
Mr. C, Mr. C, did it again.
At right now point, he's kicking the person out the car right now.
We don't listen to the audios. Mr. C that got caught again with a cross dresser. Mr. C has resigned from Hot 97. This is real talk right here.
Mr. C resigned today, little one.
Today, because the cross dresser done put out a whole audio of him and Mr. C downtown 42nd Street because they done called it all out.
Yeah, they was driving. Mr. C picked him up thinking he was a prostitute. When the guy realized that he had Mr. C, and I guess the guy decided to tape it with his phone, and he turns his phone on, and this guy happens to be an internet dude. At the same time, he has to be an internet cross-dresser who has a bunch of YouTube shows of him cross-dressing. Mr. C happened to pick this guy up.
Yeah, Mr. C is
what luck he had.
He gets on the street because he nasty. He got a problem. You know what? He got a real problem because he just picked men up the street and just do things with them. He has a real freaking problem, man.
I mean, the tape is crazy. The guy actually put the tape out. You got the whole conversation. It's about 30. They riding around in Mr. C's car doing a lot of talking, and you know, it's just not a good look. You know, it's not a good look.
You already know it's factual because Mr. C done resigned. He's no longer with Hot 97. Nobody else gonna pick up his little perverted ass. I think he needs to get help.
Do that really have something to do with him playing music, though?
Yeah, but when you in a public light like that, you
just the way he's doing it,
and
all that, yeah, but, you know.
You can't be a public figure and you don't have no morals. You understand what I'm saying?
Is the morals that he's gay, or is the morals that he's driving around looking for, picking up?
Exactly. You're soliciting. And then you're a DJ and a radio. That radio station, right. they play stuff for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Bye, DJ Mr. C. He called him out. He had to know when he left that guy, he was in trouble.
Everybody know who he is.
But he had to know when he left
that
guy.
But this is why I say Mr. C has a problem, because if you are that figure and you done been in trouble this many times and you still picking up men on the street, they all watching out for you. They looking out for you.
This guy set him up. This guy really, really set him up.
Yeah, but he got a problem. He's so sloppy.
See, the guy was thinking about his internet show too. He got a show on YouTube. The guy called Bimbo something, and this was like a good show for him. You know what I mean? This was like a great interview. This would be like a great interview for any other radio DJ. So he had, I mean, the guy is going viral like crazy with this, and just in a couple of hours.
Of course.
So, you know. So actually, they did a statement. I can read the statement.
Yeah.
First of all, Miss Info, she wrote this. Mr. C has resigned. It's time for me to take care of myself because there are situations when I try to do the right thing, a setback happened. So that's Miss Info. That was what I watched. Miss Info and Mr. C was DJing on the same show together, I guess. And the guy's name is Bimbo Winehouse. That's the character who claims he got Mr. C on tape. It definitely sounds like him. That's what Bossip says. And audio enough
it
without actually video.
Like him.
How long will Hot 97 employ him? Not any longer. It seems he has resigned on air this morning. Mr. C has resigned. It's time for me to, you know, basically, it's good. I'm safe. I'm happy. I'm blessed. But the last thing you want to do is hurt people you love. And I love this station. I love you, Hot 97. This was the letter, official statement, from Ennis from Hot 97.
Due to some personal circumstances that have become public after 20 years of service, 20 years, Mr. C has chosen to resign. We feel that this is in the best interest of both Hot 97 and Mr. C's personal well-being. While we do not endorse the alleged activities, he is clearly facing a personal dilemma that is for him and only him to comment on. We are saddened by his departure. His contribution here at Hot 97 were great, and we knew him as a friend, a caring individual, and significant hip-hop advocate. We wish Mr. C the best and will always consider him a family member of Hot 97. Moments ago, he officially signed off on the air and will finish out his last show today on September 11, 2013, and a already sad day for New York City. Wow. Wait, this is the general manager, Alexander Carmen of Hot 97, It is a sad day for New York City hip hop, but we are truly concerned for Mr. C's well being. The DJ tweeted some disturbing messages after resigning today. You're gonna get those tweets to you too. Yo, it's just crazy. This is seasick. Mr. C, you need help, buddy. You so out there that you's out in the public doing crazy stuff when you could have just had you a little side dude, man, and took a care.
Little side dude?
Yeah.
I don't know if hip hop. You know how hip hop is. Hip hop, but I mean, I don't.
But think about it.
If nobody came out yet.
It's not even a point.
You know,
if he'd have had a side dude on the side.
Only person, the closest person that came out of hip hop is a basketball player.
Think about it. If he'd had his side dude and nobody knew about him and he was taking care of this dude and went and got his little whatever they do, that would have been more safe than him picking up men on the street.
I think we need to be calm with Mr. C because I don't want to hear about Mr. C committing suicide and nothing like that. Because let's read some of his tweets right now. I announced my resignation today from my job I love to do at Hot 97. Please understand, I never intended to let New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, all my fans down. He rose. I let everyone down. I have issues. Please don't give up on me. I need help. I just can't deal right now. Maybe better off dead.
Whoa.
That's deep.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? That's deep. You know, I hope, you know, that's the type of thing you keep a close eye on the brother.
Man.
That right there is sad, man. I mean, you know, I don't, you know.
Yeah, his sexual orientation, man, whatever. Who
I mean, but you know,
shit?
Because of hip hop, it would really be sad if some tragedy hip hop happened to Mr. C after that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? A lot of, you know, I know we're talking about it. I know it's an issue. I know it's something to be, but I wouldn't wish that on the brother. I wouldn't wish the brother.
Wow.
Nah, that's not nothing, you know. I understand the part of him soliciting prostitutes. But I don't think that, you know, Mr. C brought you Biggie Small. You know, if it wasn't for Mr. C, you know, Mr. C brought you Biggie. Transvestite prostitutes. You know, whatever we got. You know what I'm saying? Mr. C, you know, but, you know, I'm saying as a musical DJ himself, he brought you Biggie Smalls. You know, he brought you a lot of artists. He brought you Big Daddy Kane. He's been in the game since Big Daddy Kane, you know what I'm saying? So, you know,
I think he'd have been more respected if he's just like, I'm gay.
I mean, maybe this is a new movement, you know, maybe that's his only way back, to come back out and just say, hey, this is what I'm doing, this is that.
They tried that. Remember, they tried to give him a chance to interview him, tried to give him a chance to come out and let it all
out. This is the dude that had Biggie and Big Daddy Kane. He was riding with the wildest Brooklyn dudes. He can't come out and say it. He couldn't come out and say that.
I mean, you ain't gay. You know what I mean? I'm probably with him. Gay as hell.
Yeah, but he couldn't come out and say that.
But this is better.
I'm not saying it's better. I'm just saying some of the dudes he came up with in the hip hop game. Some of the dudes he came up with in the hip hop game. They were so acting so tough and rowdy and big chains and all that. He's been Mr. C and them been in the game since the '80s. Big Daddy Kane, Biz Markie and all them. He had a, you know, how could he?
20 years on Hot 97, and he was out before that. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, Mr. C, you could have just had a couple of side dudes that you were just taking care of. Nobody knew about stashed away.
Well, I'm not going to talk about it. I don't want to be one of the people responsible for Mr. C's.
Mr. C, I don't want nobody to kill himself. He don't need to do that. That's
His tweets don't look good at all.
You need to get help. Go get some help.
His tweets, when you say maybe better off dead, that's when people are checking him.
Maybe
if your people don't check him right now, we find out Mr. C something happened to Mr. C tomorrow.
Maybe
that
he just
wants
some sympathy saying that shit. That's possible.
I mean, he got the whole world. You got to understand, he got Tri-State looking at him. There's more than one some sympathy. You know what I'm saying? You got Mr. C and them had fans. Mr. C was down with a lot of Nat's top artists. You know, this thing is major. This thing is big.
Yo, this is the
this
perfect
thing,
time for him to come out. Perfect.
This thing is major. This thing is big. And
dude, you know why it's major like that, Stu? Oh, it's only major like that because he lies so long. Well, he lied for so long about this shit and kept getting caught with men.
I don't know if he say something. He might have to vanish. I don't think he should kill himself, but he's probably going to have to vanish from DJing. Maybe DJ. Well, you know, he can also DJ in the gay clubs. I mean, you know,
yeah,
that's also
there
that.
You know, he got a whole
you know, you know, they may
he was doing that in Jersey.
Exactly,
he was doing Jersey. Listen, I've been like this, Mr. C. This is the perfect time for you to get your help and come out, come back strong. You know what I'm saying? Because there's nothing wrong with you having
sex
with
men.
You
think it's helping
just a minute? But what's killing you is that you...
You said there's nothing wrong with him?
No, he's gay. He's gay. There's nothing wrong with him being gay. The problem is you're soliciting people on the street for money, which is very dangerous. That person could have killed you. Anything could have happened. You put yourself in a crazy situation where he could have just got money. He could just have some side dudes stashed away, a couple of cribs and shit. He could have just visited. He didn't even have to be out there like that.
Do Mr. C have a wife or kids or anything?
Yeah, I think he do, but I think his wife and him is like separated. His wife, no, she ain't stupid. She don't want me, her baby dad gay. But he got kids. I don't think him and the wife is together no more, but you know, he's thinking about his kids. But his kids been heard about that. The thing is, he lied for so long that now it's undeniable now. He done denied it so that he couldn't deny it no more. But this right here is undeniable.
Well,
I know when that first came out, I know when he heard that, that was like devastating. Like, oh, this guy got the nerve to have him talking on tape. They got the nerve to say goodbye to him. Bye, DJ Mr. C.
That's what I said. When he said that to Mr. C, Mr. C should have known that something wasn't right.
He probably did, but what
he had to know, he was told to beat that guy up or something. You know, he had to know something. Was it the guy basically let him know that, yeah, I
you
got
know
you,
what?
Mr. C.
Real talk, I think Mr. C was, he didn't say, I got you.
No, he said, no, I mean, might as well say, I got you.
Yo,
he said, bye.
Because
you
know
Mr.
What?
C,
think,
you could tell that Mr.
I think
C didn't know.
Mr. C was at his end. Like, I think he just didn't give a fuck.
No, I don't think Mr. C thought that, listen to the tape, I don't think he thought the guy knew he was Mr. C until the end. You know what I mean? He probably think people don't be thinking he's Mr. C. He's just a regular guy.
I don't know why he think that shit get caught every time he gets with a damn chest mess.
Maybe some of the guys, maybe.
You should have been in another, not in New York. You in New York, everybody know who you are.
Well,
you in 42nd Street, downtown Manhattan, picking up somebody. They know who Mr. C is. You should have been in Connecticut, Kansas, or somewhere where, you know, they might not know who you are. All I can say is Mr. C, go get you some help, man. Ain't nothing wrong with being a gay man, but you going about whatever you're doing in a weird, crazy way.
Well, we got other news in the hip-hop game and the entertainment game. Kim Kardashian is devastated over because people say she's overweight. Looks like it's going to take Kim a little longer to get in shape for that Playboy cover. Brody Jenner's resentful about the mental anguish his stepsister Kim Kardashian went through during her pregnancy with Baby North earlier this year, claiming she was at the receiving end of a cruel and unnecessary treatment from the media as she packed on the pounds. A lot of very crude things was written about her. Brody, who was prominently featured on this past season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, told UK's Now magazine, when you're pregnant, it should be a great stage of your life, and you shouldn't have to go to every newsstand to see pictures and headlines saying Kim's a whale. He gave an insight as to how rough things got, saying for a while, Kim was bummed out, all the ridicule she was getting about her weight during her pregnancy. It was definitely getting to her. Probably was the stuff Kanye was saying.
And that's probably exactly why she went and induced her labor.
Because you're fat, man. You're fat. You can't wear that Versace,
no,
man.
No, nah. They say Kanye would dress her. Kim Kardashian can dress her ass off. If they say through her pregnancy, Kanye would dress her. And I'm sorry, whatever she was wearing did not flatter her pregnancy. It don't even matter, Kim, man. You had a baby. You're going to get fat.
He said, I know it upset her. It should have been one of the happiest times of her life, and it wasn't. It wasn't, the Honey Star of the Hill said. People gain weight when they're pregnant, and there's nothing wrong with that. It upset me to read something like that about her.
Despite weight, it's your outfit. Your outfit is terrible.
Despite the storm, snark, Brody said Kim's only moving onward and upward. Following the upsetting ordeal she dealt with, and she's a strong girl. She's getting through it, and everything is good. She said she's been focused on losing the weight and being a mom.
Yeah, the crazy thing is,
she can't get fat because she made her living being a sex.
Hell no, she can't get fat.
So that's why it bothers her. She can't, because she gets fat, then she said this is not relevant now. The big booty. I mean, she's a Kardashian.
She's bigger.
I mean, always relevant now because Lamar's on crack. You know, I mean, you know, that was a show. You leave got Khloe, but so Kim Kardashian knows. You look at all of them as Kim Kardashian's sister. Even Jenna, he was a Catalan.
Listen,
he still
think
he's done.
Right now, did a sex tape with somebody, that should be popular.
Yeah, they always got to stay in the sex tape family.
I mean, Khloe. What's Queen's Khloe? What was Lamar's Khloe?
Well, Khloe is popping right now because, you know, I don't know.
Because
a lot of dudes going, because dudes going to be going that way now.
Oh, hell yeah. Khloe a Kardashian, and she's still cute, even though she's chubby.
Lamar, you blew it.
Oh, hell yeah. She's going to get that right now. What? She's like black meat. Nah, she don't even want a black guy no more.
Mm-hmm.
She's done with
he might have messed it up for the brothers.
She's done.
He did the Pookie from... what's the name? He did the Pookie from New Jack City.
You know, that's my cousin, right?
Well, what could I say?
I mean, it's an unknown cousin. We not, but you know, my family tree, that's family.
Well, you should have brought him to Harlem. He could have brought some packs off a couple of dudes I know. We could have made some money, some famous money. Anyway. Lamar older, I ain't gonna lie. You know he was in the room. She was calling, Lamar, you coming? Like, he's doing that thing like Pookie from New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stepping it, man. I'm stepping it. Yeah, but anyway.
Nah, Lamar. I'm good. Nah, he's just disappointing me, man. You got with the white.
And the thing about it, he tried to, remember his boy was down in the show? He had a homeboy that was sad and down. And he went, but his boy looked like he was getting high. So now we knew with Lamar what happened. Lamar knew that him and his boy was getting high. His boy got him high, his partner. They was getting high. His boy was like one time down and out, was supposed to be a Lamar partner, and Lamar was going there, his boy was looking crazy. And you know, his boy, it looked like Lamar was trying to help his boy. That's how it came across. But maybe when you look at it now, they both probably was getting high. You know, no, or they both was getting high. His boy was terrible looking. But, moving on.
His boy probably made him get back into it.
Yeah, they probably talked. Oh, come on, have a little blast with me, man. Come on, man, a little blast.
You got a great life. I don't got a good life. You doing all that. You got that later. Now, I'm going to bring you down.
Now, some more news in the game. Now, for all you people that love flying on the plane. Ever wonder just how much money the airline industry is banking from robbing customers with the sky-high baggage, food, booking, and other fees. Mm. Bet you never guessed that the total was $27 billion.
And they still say they don't have enough money.
$27 billion that the airplanes was just making off of just giving people for the little food, the little peanuts, and the baggage thing they charge you, and the booking, and all those little fees they charge you.
Mm-hmm.
From paying for your check luggage, and early boarding for extra leg room, and onboard snacks, and travelers know flying these days mean never closing your wallet. Now, there's more approved carriers around the world collected more than $27 billion last year in fees and other non-fare revenue, which has become a crucial component of the airline income. The new report finds the figure represents a 20% jump over 2011. Every year, key numbers are getting larger. The most aggressive airlines easily generate more than 20% of their revenue from la carte fees. According to the report, and by Ideal Works. United Airlines was tops among carriers. The total amount of non-fare revenue collected last year, followed by Delta, American, and Southwest. The study found ultra-low-cost carrier Spirit Airlines collected the most as a percentage of its total income, with fees and other extras making up 38.5% of the revenue pie. The report analyzed financial information from 50 airlines that disclosed the ancillary revenue, which includes the much-hated fees for such services such as check bags, priority check-in, assigned seats. This is a $20 billion of deception, said Charles Leocha, director of Consumer Travel Alliance, adding all the costs of extra charges are making it harder for flyers to know and compare the true cost of tickets at the time of booking. $27 billion, that's not even counting the tickets.
That's just nonsense.
You know? So.
$27 billion just made in profit. This is what I don't understand. How is it that we don't have good schools and stuff? Why do we, like, all right, to me, I feel like the oil cycle that's making all that money, all right, then you should do something. You should be giving something back somehow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're making money, boy. These people are making money and just rich on top of rich. They can just stay there.
Now, we're going to get...
I watched the report today. They said all the revenue made this year, like all the revenue... The only person that made money this year was the 1%. Nobody made nothing extra. Especially not us.
Mm.
You got to get in there, man. But they ain't letting nobody in. I don't care. Obama in there, everybody in there, but the 1% is still on top. 4% ain't getting nothing.
Now, this next one we're going to talk about, a lot of guys ain't going to like this one. A lot of guys in the hip-hop game ain't going to like this one. Tough guys persona who nobody's buying. Tough guys, they're everywhere, threatening to kick someone's butt or call the goons around to handle business or whatever. It is fake tough guys say to intimidate, but deep down we know they're not tough guys. Take a look at some real fake tough guys who we don't believe, even if they have more people.
Oh, fake tough guys.
Now,
fake.
Let's see who they put down. We're going to get into it. You know, you some people, y'all can guess who some of the guys are. Now, the number one tough guy is an R&B singer.
R. Kelly?
R. Kelly's actually a tough guy. He's actually an ex-gangbanger. So he's not R. Kelly. He threatened to beat up everyone who noticed he beat up his girlfriend once he punked out when Drizzy threw Moscato on him.
Chris Brown?
Yep. That's one guy they say is a fake tough guy. Yeah, but the funny guy, he had a fight. They call Drake pops off about catching bodies, but who believes he's just a grapefruit?
So they got both of them.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard for Drake to come off as a body catcher. He was an actor. I mean, you know, there's some actors that was doing their thing. But now, Carmelo Anthony, he was standing by the bus to beat up. Now, I don't think that's acting tough when he was going to beat up, when he wanted to fight Kevin Garnett. All right? You know, Kevin Garnett, we all remember Melo backtracking while punching a Nick a year ago. We seen you fight, dude. Well, yeah, he was fighting somebody a year ago. He was kind of running back. But, you know, that don't mean, but this time a dude was disrespecting his girl and his woman.
Right.
That's a different story. Dude was playing some foul stuff. Now they say it's bug because they matching up guys. They actually matching up guys who had a fight with. They saying Kevin Garnett. He said Kevin Garnett is the biggest shit talker in the league, but he's just a billy with no bite. He has really never swung on nobody. I don't know if he swung on nobody. I mean, he swung on one person. But I mean, he's not really like he ain't like no Charles Oakley or X-Man. You know, there's a few guys. Now, one dude, this is one dude that I'm pretty sure everybody was going to know. Ricky Rose! He probably would be numb. Ricky Rose has lost, you know, I mean, you know, Rick lost a lot of street credibility,
definitely from that.
After the GDs kind of shut him down a little something, I'm not going to lie. You know.
When you get into those dumb lyrics and then your sponsors and everybody start talking about they want to drop you, when you got people after you like the, like, women's rights and shit, that shit affects you.
Yeah. Now, they got my man here. They said Cassidy. They said Cassidy posed for a video with a bunch of gang members that threatened Rosé. That's condom style trying to be hood, right? Now,
I don't know
about Cassidy, man. I've been around the homie Cassidy. I've been out in Philly. I'm not going to say, you know, I don't know about that, you know?
I don't know. They say Cassidy ain't no punk.
I don't know about Cassidy, man. I don't know if they can say that. That one, I can't co-sign that one. I really can't co-sign. I didn't co-sign a couple of them, but I can't co-sign Cassidy for sure because I know the little homie. I mean, last back when we had the Fat Cat Big Stew show, little homie was on the show with us back on TV when he was on TV. So I can't co-sign that. I know the little homie. Cat Williams. He runs around saying he's like Parker's son, but he slapped a Target employee like he was hard. I don't know if Cat Williams is hard. You know, he just came out of nowhere, about the bike. I don't know. Now, this one, I don't know this one, because this kid's been through a lot of joints. Now, I'm not going to say he's probably the best fighter. You know, I've never seen him fight with the fist, but this kid's definitely Benzino. Be as swole as you want. Nobody will get past your soft reality show ways. Nah. I think that right there is a young.
I don't think he was soft on a reality show.
No, but that right there is a young writer who doesn't know his history, because if you cats know your history, you would know Benzino and the crew stepped to the Source magazine. That's a young writer. You remember the old mighty RSO, homeboy? Your man Benzino and them was down with that, so you better do your history.
He
wasn't soft on the show, too, but that's a young writer. Nicki Minaj. I don't know if she's fake, because her crazy ass might fight somebody.
She's
like retarded. She might turn into somebody that might fight. Yeah. She might have somebody that in her arsenal that just fight.
I don't know. They say
I'm Jackie.
They say she be, you know. Be a little rowdy.
Yeah, you know, they always compare to the Remy Ma. You know, Remy Ma was from Boogie Down, Stomping Ground. You know, they had a little, you know, Remy Ma was talking tough one time. So, you know, that's why she ain't gonna get that proper. She doing her thing musically, but, you know, the tough thing, I don't know.
She's trying to be a girl.
You know, I don't know, you know. I mean, I don't know what to say with that one. You know, that one is just a deep one. But I think she'll kill us. So I think her crazy ass will hurt somebody.
So,
you know, I think if you hit her, you know, she'll hurt somebody. Robin Thicke, Swirly Matrimony. Robin Thicke says he has the most functional, dysfunctional marriage in Hollywood. Functional and dysfunctional.
That's crazy. I know that lady be looking
hot sometimes.
His wife.
Huh?
She always look like she's smoked up.
Well, let's see what the...
I can't believe it. I didn't even know... The time I knew who Robin Thicke was, but I didn't know that was his wife.
You know, his wife gets drunk. His marriage is dysfunctional from time to time when Paula gets flizzard, but hey, these two lovebirds really seem to get it popping. You know, because, you know, she gets flizzard and say what the fuck she want to say. And even the lines in Robin Thicke's marriage are blurred. The singer calls his union with wife Paula Patton the greatest love of the century and the most functional, dysfunctional marriage in Hollywood. In an interview with the Star magazine, I knew she was special the night I met her. He said the R&B singer whose father is the Growing Pains star, Alan Thicke. Yeah, for those of y'all that say he looks familiar, because a lot of people be saying, one day my homeboy like, yo, he just looks familiar. Me and my boys just looking at him like, you really don't know, you jackass. You really don't know, like, for real, like, son. Much. Like, you look, you know, you really don't know. Think, we all watch Growing Pains. I don't care what color, what thing, we all watch Growing Pains. You know what I'm saying? But
I
mean, anyway.
I didn't put two and two together at first.
He looked just like his dad. He looked just like his dad. He looked like a young version of his dad. Anyway, he looked like his dad when the show first came on.
Yeah.
All right. Now, so he said he knew she was special when he first met her, the R&P who fathers, you know, Growing Pains, whatever. But she was already the most special girl. As the relationship progresses, you fall in love again so many deeper ways, said Robin, who appeared alongside a stunning model wife in the video for the 2006 hit Lost Without You. You realize that you need each other and you can't live without each other. Dick took it to stride when he asked about the photo in which he was glossing with a fan flowing at the MTV VMA Awards bash last month. My only comment was so caught scared with about the Coca-Cola canisters would be that my wife and I are perfectly in love and very happily married. So, no complaints. Asked how he and his wife would explain their three-year-old son, Julian, was that his more circalist work, including converting in the front of nude models and the mega hit Blurred Lines, and being on the receiving end of Miley Cyrus' now famous VOM twerking, brush it off as occupational hazard. We're not teachers or lawyers, he said. Mommy has shown her naked bodies for roles, and daddies have been around naked bodies. It's just what we do. That was pretty smooth to say right there, I think. You know, he shot them down with that one, you know? Like, my wife is an actress. She had to get naked, and I'm a singer, and naked women got around me. That was smooth, Rob. That was some black guy stuff. That's how a brother would say, you know what I'm saying? He got a little player in him, Rob. I like Robin Thicke. I like him. You know, I think he's a good, I think I like his, you know, I just don't like the way he danced. I don't think he should dance, dog.
I don't like the way his hair looks. I can't.
Yeah, you know, maybe cut your pop's hairstyle off.
Yeah,
that maybe go bald, man. Look. Get the Justin Timberlake little bald skinhead little. get the I'm not a skinhead, but I got a skinhead look. You know, the white boy thing.
Cut that
Elvis Presley
bit.
Shit off.
A little bit.
Cut that. DMX. The butt naked dude running through.
They say he's a little punk.
Punk? No, they say he was running through the, you know, they talking about, you know, when he ran through this thing. Yeah, I finished with that. That was the last thing. DMX, they say when he ran through the, what's the name?
What?
Ran through the hotel butt naked the other day.
He was probably playing the game.
No, he wasn't playing the game. He was running through butt naked screaming like he was crazy. Twitter, they said, now speaking about Mr. C again, they saying Twitter is going in so crazy right now.
Of course.
for serious, they like, Twitter is like, he's one of the, he's the hottest thing on Twitter right now. They're talking about it. Now, even if they got pictures up, even if you hug Mr. C in the past, you know, like when fellas greet each other, they call you gay. Like, they got the most gayest people pictures in the world, and they got a couple of dudes with Mr. C. This is a tragedy for Mr. C, man. Like I said, I didn't want to. I'm waiting for the whole thing to come up. They turned to Twitter. This is a lady named Tiani Jenjene. Don't even get a room, Mr. C. Don't even get a room or tell you nothing. He be right in the V with this.
That's what I'm saying. He just didn't care. This is what he's for. He could have got a hotel. He could have done a lot of different things to hide this shit.
He gonna walk in the fucking hotel with a man.
He could have been in the hotel already, and yeah. The man could have been in it.
It don't matter. Everybody, the door dude know who going to the room, and everybody knows. Shit, I'd have been like, oh, shit, that's even worse. I'd have been like, oh. I'd have got on the phone and called the Star Magazine. Like, Mr. T got a room 449. Then a man come in and be like, yo, can I go to room 449? And then.
You don't got to do that.
All right.
You don't got to do that.
Hold up. Listen up.
You just come in.
Now,
walk to the room.
Rachel says, be free, Mr. C. Be free.
Exactly. He wouldn't be in this trouble if he was free. If he would just come out and say, yo, this is what I like, then he wouldn't hide anymore. Then he wouldn't lose his job. He wouldn't have a little bit of problems.
Now, Dustin Ross said, hold up. Man says, as a matter of fact, hold the hell up. Mr. C drove a stick shift again. They said Twitter had over 4 million tweets on the Mr. C thing. Miss Berry tweeted, Mr. C, get your life or a hotel room. He's racking up in car bus.
It'd have been a lot of ways to prevent this shit. Trust me. We should just have him
3 sides. I want to see if I get Mr. C on the show and let you talk to him. See where y'all go. I'll be somewhere else just listening to y'all. You need to. DJ Bobby Maine say, you need to just come out the closet. We all know he's gay.
Exactly. He wants you to
want
in the car sector. His car probably stinks. Sex. He didn't want no hair. He wanted full sex.
My man, the Spacey says, this is what Twitter's popping. Mr. C just need to move to Atlanta.
He need to move to Jersey.
Atlanta or Jersey? No disrespect to my listeners in Atlanta. I didn't say it. I'm just
or
reading
Jersey,
the tweets.
But y'all know where y'all got y'all little gay spots at. Y'all know the known spots, so.
Dom Hennedy, J-Fo is a prophet. Mr. C was indulging in forbidden fruit.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, I don't understand. That was a... You wasted a tweet.
That was a wasted tweet.
I'm trying to... It's Biscuit. It's Biscuit. That's what this dude's name is. It's Biscuit. It's Biscuit say, no country for Mr. C for the third time.
No country?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Some young boys, shit. You know, these young boys, they talk so crazy nowadays. You know, these young boys, you don't know if it's gang slang or if it's scissor slang or if it's Molly talk. You know what I'm saying? You could be talking Molly talk. Okay, Mr. C. This is what Trillis Hyman.
But yo, he was paying that person $250.
This is what Trillis Hyman says. Damn, he don't even want to go get a girl and pay her $250. You could get. He could have got a cheaper stripper for cheaper than that. He could have went to the strip club.
He could have got a man for cheaper than that. What are you talking about?
Shit. Fucking, he could have walked through certain parks and got a man for free. Shit, you know what I'm saying? He could have got him a nice looking. He's getting a transvestite, so he still wants a girl. In a way.
He wants a girl. He wants somebody to bang him.
He want a girl. All you gotta do is get him a girl with a dildo and pay her. Get a prostitute and pay her to stroke him with a dildo.
Yeah,
he still could have. I don't know. He still would have been looked at funny.
Nah, there's a lot of guys do that.
Hey Nicole, it's always it's talk just, about she knows.
You know,
anyway.
It ain't supposed.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Dudes like that. I don't think you're gay. You get your woman.
I'm not even going to talk on that. Trillis Hyman says, okay, Mr. C, you are somewhere on the queer spectrum. You want to date trans, feminine, you want to date a trans, feminine, cool beans.
It's like a man, because some of them not really transvestite. They just cross-dressers.
Well, you know what we're going to do, y'all? I'm about ready to get into some more music, me and K. Nicole. We damn near talked the whole hour for y'all. I'm going to give y'all some, probably read one more joint, like not.
Damn.
When we come back, we're going to get into some talks about Syria, man. You know what I'm saying? We want to ask people, do you feel that we should we go to war with Syria?
You know, we're definitely going to come back and talk about that.
You know, so that's something that a lot of people are asking about now. Like, should we go to war with Syria?
I feel like this. The Republicans almost killed the president. I mean, impeached him for the little bombing of that ambassador. Remember? Not putting anything light on the ambassador's life. Not at all. But that was like 3 or 4 people that got killed in a freak, you know, protest. Now, this country is, did you see all them people dead in that country? Do you see that they using these weapons now? All right, you have to stand up. Because if you got countries that's getting out of line, you got to make sure you put that country back in line, because all the other countries going to get out of line.
Well,
now, that would be a reason to go to war, wouldn't it?
Well, we're going to talk about it when we come back. If you feel, let us know on Twitter, Beef Stew Radio, follow us on Twitter. Let us know on Twitter what you feel about that. Let us know if you feel that you think we should go to war. We want to hear what you think about. Once again, it's K. Nicole, DJ Big Stew, Hump Day Wednesday.
Hump Day.
Also, make sure you hit me up at DJ Big Stew if you would like to be part of the Block Club. If you are an unsigned artist and you would like to perform at the Block Club DJ's first annual meet and greet, you know what I'm saying, in a disclosed location, you can holler at your man DJ Big Stew at BeefStewRadio.com, and I'll send you the info and we can make it happen. All right, let's get into some Hump Day music though. Let's do it, brand new. This is how we do it.
Always wanna talk about it, but can you keep it on the low? come in, we can come out.
It's what they've been out.
About you, all about you, all about you.
came from the rip. My old millionaire style, my swag on dip. Stay fresh in the freshest places. Flip papers, fly around Bugattis and yachts. Holding out cream relations. It's like hitting a lot of winning. More money, more problems, you gotta be kidding. I'd rather sit up in the Bronx and poly some shit up. I'm usually breaking out age to slant to sit up. Boo, it's tight times, let me hustle. Cause anything you want, I'm near with all muscle. Cause when I'm in the streets, we eating more ruffles. Then we can play the streets in Vegas, all the duffels. Cause you the queen, I'm the king, be a rider. A man with a game plan, stressing, ain't a rider. So let me paint pictures, stay crisp, we providers. We real, realer than real, word to mama.
This is the wrong time, but I wish you were all mine.
More money, jump into the 250, showing getting blunted. Pockets carry more than a stack, we all frontin'. Rich black African dons getting cheddar. Shorty, no better, let's blow, bring the Beretta. Showing off the vault, you walk, nigga, you welcome. Or you can stay here and be rich with me and help them. I'm just crazy with it, fly slick intelligence. He play high on the scripts and flip pelicans. My whole clique is in this bitch, 10 elephants. Who stay fresher than us? That's irrelevant. True. Yeah, nothing but a G thing. Whoa, yo, they be coming through peace game. Boo, I know it's over, baby, keep playing. Oops, I'm out of energy, street change.
Long time, real. I wish you were all mine.
International
flash. I ain't trying to wait.
This is that good. Come out the spot with that good, good.
Set them off with you.
About that rich fly live nigga, man. That hole of Ford every time, man. Anytime you see me, I'm rolling right. Believe that.
New York, what's up?
What's up?
LA, what's up?
What's up?
Chi-town was good.
What's good?
Ohio was good.
Uh-huh.
ATL, what's up?
What's up?
Jacksonville, what's up?
What's up?
Miami was good.
Oh man, I'm out here.
I'm in your hood. Real nigga from coast to coast. Ohio's where I post up. New York, LA all day.
Hey.
Tell my southern bitches I said hey. Real nigga from coast to coast. Ohio's where I post up. New York, LA all day.
Hey.
Tell my southern bitches I said hey. Howdy, howdy to my southern bitches, my bad bitches, Mac wearing Barbie doll bitches. I'm in the club full of models, and we all popping bottles. I'm rocking shades in the club cause I shine bright. These lame niggas getting blinded by my spotlight. So fall back, give me 6 feet. The sign say no suckers in my VIP. I don't bang, but my niggas try me. In my city, they a murder, they a murder. Tennessee Day in Columbus, what's good? From T-Town to Cleveland, it's all good. Real nigga from coast to coast.
What's up?
Ohio's where I post up. New York, LA all day.
Hey.
Tell my southern bitches I said hey. Real nigga from coast to coast.
What's up?
Ohio's where I post up. New York, LA all day.
All day.
Tell my southern bitches I said hey.
Hey.
Coast to coast, catch me in your hood. I'm in the Bay, sipping foes. Vegas, what's good,
dude?
Shout outs to Houston and Dallas. Phoenix, AZ, let's get it poppin', poppin'. I'm in the birds with the white boys. We turned up, smoking trees, kissing white girls. I'm in the USA.
USA.
In any hood, I'm welcome to stay.
Welcome to stay.
I do it big like a prince should. Fly like a dove, use a pigeon, can't compare the two. A true G to the DNA. You niggas softer than a flower. Fuck out my face.
Yeah.
Real nigga from coast to coast.
What's up?
Ohio's where I post up. New York, LA all day.
Hey.
Tell my southern bitches I said hey.
Yeah.
Real nigga from coast to coast.
What's up?
Ohio's where I post up. I said,
this is Mad Tech Trap, bitch.
Yeah.
This is another Block Club DJ exclusive. Yeah.
I like the way you move and how you flirting. You caught my eye cause you shining on the surface. We go to be all as one. Yeah, we trying to function to the rising of the sun. Baby, just know so many girls in here looking, they find it. Ooh. But you should know that I'm searching for the brightest to love.
Twerk something, bend that thing over. Girl, I'ma smack it. Everybody know Caleb James love the ratchet. So go on, get ratchet. Girl, get ratchet. Me and my niggas, we all looking for that action. We tryna get it poppin'. Molly pills pop them. Damn it, I'm rollin'. Damn it, I'm rollin'. Catch me in the shower, be coolin' on the low end. Rose gold chain and my whole wrist frozen. Dope boy magic, know I'm getting fits off. Mix masters on it, you don't know how much the fit costs. When them girls see me, they all go crazy. I keep it cool, keep everything wavy. Bitches twerking in my living room, I ain't paying them. And they ain't leaving till 6 in the a.m. God damn it, I'm high. My nigga, I'm soaring. My gon' let me in them cheeks though. I'm posted in the crib with six freak hoes. They done turned my living room to a freak show. My front room looking like King of Diamonds. Too many diamonds, don't know what the time is. Only thing these hoes know is a nigga shining. Got them like, ooh shit, when a nigga sliding. Shout you the shit, let me dream on. Pack that ass up, be my theme song. That purple activist is what I lean on. Booty stupid bitch, let me see my dream on.
My nigga, I'm soaring. My bitch boring, yo bitch boring. Plus I got bitches in the living room getting it on. And they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning.
My coma, waking up on your sofa, when I park my Range Rover, slightly scratch your Corolla, okay I smash your Corolla, I'm hanging on a hangover, 5 years we've been over, ask me why I came over, one more hit and knock it on ya, one more fuck and knock it on ya, one cold night in October, pussy had me floating, feel like Deepak Chopra, pussy had me dead. Might call Tupac over. Yeezy's all on your sofa. He's the red October. Still ain't learned me no manners. You love me when I ain't sober. You love me when I'm hungover. Even when I blow Doja. Then the auntie came over. Skinny bitch with no shoulders. Telling you that I'm bogus. Bitch, you don't even know us. Baby girl, he's a loner. Baby girl, he's a loner. Late night organ donor. After that, he disowned ya. After that, it's just hopeless. Soulmates become soulless. When it's over, it's over. And bitch, I'm back out my coma.
They can't control me.
This is another Block Club DJ exclusive.
I'm leaving them bruised. The best bitch ain't you. Hey, motherfuckers wanna walk in my shoes. Wanna blame my sign. I die for mine. For your grill at all time. My swag is a crime. Cut a murder she wrote. Duck take trash bag rope. I'm killing with evil. All that speed. Gotta take for the crime scene. The rain is done. The best that's come. After me there is none. All the haters say you're number one. Niggas say they did when the song is done.
How am I done? Glad to death.
If I was a superhero, they'd come and brainstorm. Fuck a nigga, leave me sleep with a J-Zone. Murder that line, stick him up like a tampon. The game's won, I'm coming for thrones. And if a million motherfuckers on the top, and I'm told. Fuck y'all, been doing this shit. Get up at the mic, tell the truth, you bitch.
How am I done, glad to death? Oh, I can't, oh, I can't. I got all these haters watching me.
Sierra Leone, rap chain, no flaw, well, college pressure stone. Stone for the game so strong. I can tell this song, sit back with my J's on. I'm so right, I'm wrong. So wrong, I'm right. You have to see me in the spotlight. Ever worth the hype, you goddamn right. What other bitches, little ones have died twice. Say that I was born for this. Blood, sweat, and tears went through the storm for this. Never give my arm for this. Real niggas know where I'm going with this. Niggas take a high, but they're rapping in the same spot. You really not the way you're thinking is a fly. You know where I'm in the fucking talent I got the phone number, your haters are blocked.
How am I done, glad to death? Oh, I can't, oh, I can't. I got all these haters watching me.
I want to dedicate this song to that special chick.
You hear that? You hear that?
Trippy chick.
When we go walking in the woods, nobody can hear us. And you can be as freaky as you should. I'll let you bet you're with us. But it's the end of all. When you hear my mating call, I want you to be fearless. When we go walking in the woods,
baby, let's fly away to a private place. So far away, we get high, feel like we out of space. She keep looking back at it. We be grinding like Jack Rabbit. All she wants is this bite. I turn the end to a crack at it. Ain't nothing that a nigga can't afford. Louis Gucci or Chanel by the store. You and me on a new beach, sipping champagne, making love on an island resort. No need to pack luggage. Hop on the jet like fuck it. I got everything you want and you need. I guarantee you love it. She the baddest woman you ever seen. She belong with King Magazine. You might seen her on a movie screen. She so dope, now I'm a fiend. Just thinking about her, I don't need a buzz. We party hard, we don't need a club. Bring your passport, we making love. In Persia on a Persian rug.
Go pumping in the blood, nobody can.
Baby, that's yours. I got a private jet, baby, that's yours. I'm ballin', baby, what's mine's yours. You can have all that and even more. I got a black car, go on a shopping spree. I buy you so much ice, girl, you can't see. Your old man trying to lock you down. Come with UTJ and you'll be free. She got her own, she independent. We at the lake, she skinny dipping. In the hotel, we wake the neighbors. They knocking like Jehovah's Witness. Girl, we dead kick and we try karate. Out on my yacht, we go out, let's shop it. Back to my suite, 10 grand a night. Just me and you, it's a private party. She said from heaven, man, she need wings on her. I might have to put a ring on her. Damn, she's so bad, damn, she's so sick. I wonder how she fit jeans on it. For me, she unleash her inner animal when we meet. And she a lady off in the streets, but a beast when we in the sheets.
We go walking in the woods, nobody can hear us. And you can be as freaky as you should.
Get it where I'm from, we got it, not just a Jesus piece. This disciples around me.
Money on my mind and I can't stop thinking, so stop thinking you gon' catch me slipping. Got money on my mind and I can't stop thinking, so stop thinking you gon' catch me slipping.
Stop thinking about it, just do it. Stop thinking about it, just do it. Stop thinking about it, just do it. Stop thinking about it, just do it.
I'm out here hustling, hustling on my grind. I'ma make it do what it do. No fuck it if I lose, I'ma have it do my time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My Obama Jackson,
my money man,
but ain't no minutes on my phone. Down to my last dime. Yeah, yeah, but this will be the last time.
Yeah, my pockets is tight, just like my verses be. But any dough I get my hands on, I make it work for me, certainly. The boy could turn 5 to 10 with just 4. I can shake the block again, trading rocks like gems. For the drops with the rims, nice shoes, I glide through. Gone with the wind, another block dude with dreams of trying to get in. But the game is barricaded, and most of these rap acts now be fabricated. With the mics on, you might become everyone's favorite MC. So I tell it from a writer's point of view, just to enlighten you. Other shit I'm about to do, El Gunner.
I'm out here hustling, hustling on my grind. I'ma make it do what it do. No fuck it if I lose, I'ma have to do my time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My Obama Jackson, but ain't no minutes on my phone. Down to my last dime. Yeah, yeah, but this will be the last time. Yeah.
I just ran with the shooters, hustle with the hustlers, coke doing backflips, stealing niggas' customers, connect trying to get me. Poppy fucking with me, cause them youngins in the hood on that Bobby and that Whitney. Tired of being broke, car full of smoke, crackers on the block, cause they looking for that dope. I got that butter, man, they call me Hustle Man. Who got the youngins in the hood with all the muscle, man? Huh?
I'm out here hustling, hustling on my grind. I'ma make it do what it do. No fuck it if I lose, I'ma have to do my time. Yeah, yeah. My Obama Jackson, but ain't no minutes on my phone. Down to my last dime. Yeah, yeah, but this could be the last time.
Green in my Dutch,
beef and broccoli. These niggas know what's up. I can run them up, but I just wanna fuck. They up on they hate when they down on they luck. How y'all make a buck? You could be the one that's shooting or the one that duck. I like good hair. This is hood hair. From my hair to my feet. Boardroom to the street. Acapella to the beat. Everything's sewn up, blown up. Young and you fucking with the grown up. Big suit said dumbing down. I'm like, what the fuck you mean? Every word can be heard. The delivery so clean. Punchlines is mean. Stories is vivid. Either I seen it, I done it, I heard it, or I lived it. I lived it. I lived it. I lived it.
These niggas hating on me, cause I'm shining like a star. These niggas funny. They lying on their dick, yeah, girl, but they wild as all the same. Thank you.
Another Block Club DJ exclusive.
And so she sleeps alone. She don't know who I am, but her I think I know. See her every show, listen to her on the radio, cause she is beautiful.
said a hip hop, a hibbit to the hip hip hopper. You don't stop the rocket to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. I said a hip hop, a hibbit to the hip hip hopper. You don't stop the rocket to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. I said a hip hop, a hibbit to the hip hip hopper. You don't stop the rocket to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat.
Like the legend of the phoenix. With beginning, what keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
Love.
Everybody to the right, now slide. Yeah.
Yes. And there goes another one. DJ Big Stooge. Keep them coming. Always. Always keep them coming, man. Man, y'all have made it through another hump day. Y'all have made it. It's Wednesday. Hump day. You know what? We're gonna get into some more music. We're gonna rock out. I wanna thank everybody for tuning in. And we here. DJ Big Stu, K Nicole, Hump Day, this is B Stu Radio. You already know. Let's do it.
Yeah. No five, no ten. This is all 100. No 20.
This is another Block Club DJ.
Been frank. We keep this shit 100. Keep this shit 100. Keep this shit 100.
Fuck a car, no, we buy them shit cash. Island bitch, pussy so wet, I call it Six Flags. Fuck the police, few chases in my NASCAR. Ken died on 17th Ave, that's the landmark. Fuck 60 bands on my neck, bitch. Pretty bitches on the Marley, be the best freak. Rest in peace to Bernie, she used to sell a juggler. Cap used to beef with Goo, by the customers. Trap life, I swear to God, I wanna go legit. My hoes delete their Instagram, SO got that good dick. Sparks, bliss, and pour up, it's no occasion. Prince said it's stop, the Scarface, no relation.
No five, no ten, this is all 100.
I just would like to say my thoughts. I don't mean to cut off the music. I want to say my thoughts on the Syria thing. My thought is that I don't think this is good anymore. I don't think we should be no more American people lives. I know we said we're going to talk about it, but we got so deep into this that we kind of got off the topic of Syria. But my thoughts is I don't want to. My niggas got the sack like I just got a bad shit.
My
Bad
20s, no 20s, no 50s. This business all 100s. Been frank, been frank. We keep this shit 100. Keep this shit 100. Keep this shit 100.
Time for.
Yeah.
everything to make you sad. I'm trying to get you to say the thing like I do, and make you feel the same way that I do.
They got the streets on lock.
The streets on lock.
It's the Block Club DJs. DJs, 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 DJs.
Call these boys, I'ma turn them into men.
Awesome as an army with banners. Yeah, he salute when I struck.
He said I make him bananas.
He don't like a nice girl. He like my mouth running, but
he said he love it when I talk. I wanna cuddle him up.
He wanna cuddle him up. Don't want me come over, but
he said I know what turned him down. I just couldn't be off.
He wanna run me down like he's tracking to far.
Look for a way to lay me down like he's playing guitar.
I made the trick harder than the beat is. Where they make you think you really can't defeat this. One thing on his mind, first on his beat is.
Oh, what that mean?
Mean he wanna be this.
Before you get this to Nana, she need a ring like Savannah.
I feel a ring like Savannah.
What, you ain't hear me, you bama? Yes, I'm from London. But I know the talk that matters, said I'm from London. So you know that's all that matters, I gave you data. Translate, I'm giving you data.
What you gonna do with it? You gonna take it, make a joke, and I got fool with it. Be so cool with it, boy, don't fool with it. I think you're gonna flip around and end up losing it. Sure.
Thank you.
The D Block General chilling with the Block Club DJs, you heard? Nothing but that heat consistently.
Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
With DJ Bixter in the mix with DJ Bixter.
Oh, oh, ha, ha, damn, damn. Look what we done got here. I know about your new mans, but I overheard that he not here. You know how we be out here. Creep, creep when you on for 6 in the morning and you be leaving out here. You know it ain't nothing else out here. 64, you know I propose. Body tall like Amber Rose. Legs up.
Every time you touch down,
oh yeah, we've been wanting all here, so it's like an anniversary. Tony, Tony, Tony.
Now every time you turn around that ass, make me turn around and pass, and then we'll end fast, right back to the future. Well, when she get in the sand, y'all don't understand. I done got caught up in this jam, but I now got real used to it.
Hey, hey. That's my ex. What up? Tonight I got my ex. She my boss. My ex.
They say that time flies. Up, what up? Fast slide. 30 double D's, fast dies. Wanna roll with me? Fast ties. She missed them old times, smacking that ass high fives, twisting up that sci-fi. We headed to the moon high. I'm gone, man. Sky high, king shit, move fast. We loop one, I'm not high.
That's why we in my spot.
That's all night. Pull up to the club in all white. VIP, she be texting me so recklessly. My girl next to me.
What?
But that's my ex. She do the shit the best. And when it comes to PE, she passing all of my tests. There you go, get that A. Shit, why wait? Why sneak her out? Am I out of my space? Going down, remember name? Ain't nothing gonna change, ain't no one to blame. But my
ex. That's my
DJ Hollywood, I think we got one, baby. Bands, let go.
Block Club DJs, we got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.
I got bands on my back. Cup full of that drink. Bitch, niggas watching. Motherfuck what they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Bands watching. Niggas watching. Motherfuck what they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink.
niggas watch. Motherfuckers, they think I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Bands watch, niggas watch. Motherfuckers, they think I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Bands watch, niggas watch. Motherfuckers, they think. Bands a nigga pop heavy. Bad bitch, Holly Berry. Got shooters around me like extra heavy. With a nine nigga or that Eagle Dazzy. Violating that 20 racks. Shooters right where your pillow at. Foreign cars, yeah, we pushing that. And them bad bitches, we used to that. Rollie on me, Versace on me. We popping bottles, got paper on me. Big stew, yeah, that's the homie. Young fresh, yeah, that's the roadie. 20 racks, 30 racks, 40 racks, my pick stack. Baby girl, she loving that. So every time she throw it back. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Bands watching, niggas watching. Motherfuckers, they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Watch, niggas watch, motherfuckers they think. From the hood, two traps, there we at. Cop few balls, blow a few stacks. Make a rain, no drizzle, shorty like that. Twerk that thing, girl, ass so fat. Shake that thing, girl, once it clap. Eye contact, gotta look back. Put her in a whip, check out a trap. South Beach flow, let her relax. Rodeo drive, let her see them palm trees. That Cali Kush, she smoking that good weed. She upgraded, I'm one of the greatest. I got bands in my pocket, girl, I ain't nothing to play with. I got bands all in my pocket, cup full of that drink. Bands watching, niggas watching, motherfuckers they think. I got bands all in my pocket, cup full of that drink. Bands watching, niggas watching, motherfuckers they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Bands watching, niggas watching. Motherfuckers, they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Bands watching, niggas watching. Motherfuckers, they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Bands watching, niggas watching. Motherfuckers, they think.
Warmed up, you know, trying to get this.
it. 20 bullets, bang, bang if you fuck with me.
Bang, bang if you fuck with me.
And yeah, I'm on some player shit.
Player shit.
And that yellow hoe, she could get this dick, that ball shit, I'm on it. That flaw shit, I ain't on it. If them rims phones and no F on it. If it ain't Bargiato, I don't want it. If it ain't airline, I don't want it. If it ain't push button, I don't want it. If it's by the dollar, make bitches holler, you best believe I'm on it, nigga.
In the cameo, doing beer runs up the liquor store. Let me in this bitch, hit the back door, I'm feeling it. Fresh in the motherfucker, killing it. Have a little taste for the Mad Gates. Lean with the Sprite, turn a little great. When I'm on the screen with the double low theme, live a dream, made his beam on my dinner scene. Better duck when a nigga buck. Shooters at your house, about to light it up. Haven't seen the last niggas in about a month. Kick your daggy dough, don't give a fuck. Bounce in this bitch, bad fucking been to the end note. Got these niggas turning to bitches love. In the hood, niggas out on the watch. Run off the block, grabbing that heat from the rock. In your party life, don't care what your party like. And then we gon' burn it.
Streets, y'all can have the rest.
It's so nice to see you.
down in a minute. You know it's nice to see your face. I wanna talk to you for a while. Now that I have time, I wish that I could read your mind, and I wish that you could read mine. We could reach for something else. We could try for something new. Let's go back to love, back to love. Yeah, just me and my soul flower, I hope you wish upon a star. Let's take a trip to the peach moon. Girl, I know it's good for you. You know I want you here for a while. Just to wake up to your smile. I'ma make it worth your while. I'ma go the extra mile. We can reach for something else. We can try for something new. Let's go back to love, back to love.
Go and take over the world. Perfection better than than the rest and killing the best. Yes, girl, no question, she is my preference. Won't take nothing less. Stop traffic at a green light. All heads turn when she swing right. Maybe all I need is a green light. Just tell me when to go, cause it feels right. It's amazing the way you can take something plain to a spin in a way to make it your own thing. Nothing lost my mind. While you put it on, you make it look so good. The more you put on, I wish that I could stop time for a little bit, just a little more, get the feel of it. I know you can't be late, but I wanna help you start your day, baby. You made me this way, baby. It's just amazing the way you wake up for the day, looking like you just came from killing the whole game.
Like the new Clary. If I'm on your chick, I'm sorry. Might mob off in the brand new Rari. Rari, Rari. Might mob off in the brand new Rari. Rari, Rari. Might mob off in the brand new Rari.
Beat, two, three, yo.